So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
One thing with stress, everybody has different ways of dealing with it. You know, myself, years ago, I went through depression and anxiety, and I was under a lot of stress, and I found a way to handle it. Unfortunately, right now, with COVID, there's a lot of people under stress. And I know some people get sick of hearing me talk about the positive things out of COVID. And I mean, that's just what I learned, is how to stay positive. And I guess that's why I'm getting through this very easily. So on this episode of Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, I brought a guest back that's been on twice before. And her and I talk about dealing with stress during the pandemic. Stay tuned.
The hashtag Freedom to Help Challenge is back for the holidays. Post pictures of local volunteerism with the hashtag Freedom to Help Challenge for a chance to win $1,000 for your favorite Harford or Baltimore County charity from your friends at Freedom Federal Credit Union.
Welcome to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, coming to you from the Freedom Federal Credit Union studios. Each week, you'll hear interesting interviews, commentary, discussions, storytelling, and more. Here's your host, Marine Corps veteran, professional DJ, entrepreneur, podcaster, and my father, Rich Bennett.
I'd like to welcome everybody to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. Today, God, I think this is the third episode.
Lucky number three.
I had this young, I'm having this young lady on, and I'm going to have her on several more times because she finally agreed to co-host some podcast with me. And before the podcast, we started talking about different ideas. So you're going to be hearing her a lot, but I have Paige Mulhausen back on the podcast with me, and we're going to be talking about dealing with stress during this pandemic. And some of the people I've had on lately, we really didn't talk about stress, but we've talked about, stress does cause it. We've talked about depression, anxiety, how COVID is making that go higher for a lot of people, mm-hmm. which is sad.
Yep.
But Paige, tell everybody the name of your business again.
Oh, well, first, thanks for having me again.
My pleasure.
I am from,
you forgot already.
Where am I from? No, I'm from our Village Wellness Center. It's an outreach program where, you know, we pull people together to help you live your best life. And what is that for you? Because we are all different individuals, you know, and we are here for a short period of time. You know, life is short and we want to live our best life. And what does that look like for you? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like where my focus is, whether that, you know, falls under that umbrella of depression and anxiety, it's stress being a mom, balancing work and running your kids, you know.
And now homeschooling, more or less.
And now it's homeschool. So because of this pandemic, you know, we definitely are more on a rise. And it is harder to reach people.
Yeah.
People trying to get the help that they need. So, you know, our Village Wellness Center is just is constantly trying to outreach and get to the people and somehow let them know that we're here.
Right.
And you're not alone. And sometimes just hearing that and with a virtual hug is a big first step for someone. And, you know.
How's it been going so far? You been keeping busy?
I am. You know, I am also a mom, you know, so right. I have my daughter at home and, you know, working. I kind of took a pause because I had to watch my own self,
right.
you know, and I had to figure out, you know, this new normal. So it's funny because this is such a passion of mine. When I do kind of get caught up in my own life, it's this nag of I need to go check in with everybody else. You know, how is everybody else
right.
doing? And I'm so fortunate that I am in a circle of people that want to help as well, like yourself, you know, that can I can make that phone call and say, okay, we need to get another event going.
Right.
You know, whatever that may be. You know, I'm fortunate in that regard.
That's good, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to say, because I've seen on Facebook, it seems like you've been doing more interviews and everything, too.
Yes. I now do.
Good.
Yeah, Instagram Live, which has been a phenomenal way to outreach, where I have a panel of psychiatrists that focus on what anxiety and depression looks like to help people to be able to identify it. Because
right.
sometimes people are just running around and they don't understand what that feeling they've got in their gut and why they're not sleeping or their hair is falling out or, you know, they just don't feel like themselves and kind of offer that advice. Well, guess what? You know, you do have some anxiety and this is what can help, you know. I also had my dear friend Adam who came and talked about what it was like for him to come out and let people know that he is gay. And that was amazing. We got great feedback on
That's good.
Of just, you know, letting people know that this is his story. We all have our own story, but this was his story and what that looked like for him. That was amazing. So I try to find people that some way, even if it's two listeners or, you know, 20 listeners, that somewhere.
If somebody, one person hears yeah. it and makes a difference.
That's it.
Then, you know, you did your job.
Yep.
Yeah. And the good thing is with that, well, I don't know how Instagram Live works. Can people go back a year later or what? Ever watch it again?
Yes,
yeah,
so
like
it is. It
Facebook?
Is saved and,
okay, good.
And recorded where they can. But I'll just, you know, or you just, I keep having the same guests kind of come on and
right.
just kind of chat and ask questions, and so that's been neat. My events obviously have slowed down, but we are getting ready to do another event where we are reaching out to the Sisterhood of Women, and we're actually going to do a happy hour virtually. And my panel again is Julie, who is a psychiatrist who I just spoke about. She mm-hmm. was with me on Instagram Live. And Kristen Wilson, who is a wellness advisor like myself, but is writing a book. And it's going to be the three of us. And we're inviting women to come join us. It does come with a bottle of wine or a cup of tea. You will get a goodie bag actually on your front step with cheese and crackers and wine.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You said a happy hour?
Yeah, so well,
with a bottle of wine.
Yeah, well, you know women. It's called
okay.
happy hour, but you
okay.
know that hour can be extended.
All right.
But yeah,
just wanted
so,
to make sure.
I know. So it's you know, when you purchase your ticket of $20, you'll get a goodie bag at your door that will have
That's
your choice.
Awesome. That's pretty cool.
It'll have your choice of red wine, white wine, or a cup of tea. It'll come with cheese and crackers and a journal and some other extra goodies. So when we have our happy hour, you have your goodies for you.
But you don't want cheese and crackers with tea.
No.
You want scones.
I know. You know what? That is a good idea. And you know what? That did sound funny coming out of your mouth, but yes. Yes. So
wait a minute.
We'll
what do you mean
sound
funny
goodie.
Coming out of my mouth?
I know, right?
I love tea.
I know. I do, too.
Jeez.
No, but just the crackers with the tea. We gotta work on that. But yeah, so.
Sound funny coming out.
I know. Well, I just
Man,
meant the
my
pairing.
Are hurt.
No, the pairing of cheese and crackers and tea. But, you know. But anyway, you'll get what you need to join us for some girl time. And we're going to talk about topics and issues and allow the people to come, you know, virtually and ask questions or share stories. And, you know, sometimes.
Well, I wanted to take part.
Well, but... you can. We won't, you know. You can if you want to.
That's a great idea, so, though.
Yeah, it's just ways to, you know, just constantly try to reach out and and check in on each other. I think that's really important because, you know, of COVID, we're really kept indoors and not a lot of people are going out, even though, you know, I will admit I am. But it's just, you know, that checking in.
I have to admit, I haven't, not now, I have been out like hiking and stuff. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to a restaurant or a bar. I think the one time when my daughter graduated, we went to a restaurant. Of course, we sat outside. But I haven't been to a bar or restaurant yet. Now, my neighbors and I, we will get together outside. We have had cookouts and all that. And, you know, do it that way.
Right.
But that's something we've always done, too.
Yeah. But that's good. It's kind of keeping normal, some normalcy in your life, too, which, you know, is important.
You have to have. Because otherwise, you know, you're going to see your stress level go up.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to keep, God, what's your closest neighbor, a mile away?
Yeah, actually, I am pretty fortunate. I do have people across the street.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, that I'm super close with.
Okay. So, because I'm in a cul-de-sac, so my neighbors are all close. And we're always out there talking.
Nice.
Even if it's yelling across the street from one another, which we always end up, you know, in the driveway together anyways, but either grilling, drinking or something.
Yeah.
But it does make a difference to help to talk, especially your elderly neighbors too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would think they're going through it even worse.
Yeah.
You know, they have a lot of concerns, especially if they have kids and grandkids. Mm-hmm. I know I talk my next door neighbors, I think they're in their 70s, and I'm constantly talking to them and checking on them, and I had a laugh because somebody said, well, you know, their political views are different than mine. I don't care about politics. I don't talk politics with them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're my neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, I love them. They're awesome. They're great people.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure that everything's fine with them.
That's good. And we all need to be doing that. And that's the thing, in my opinion, with COVID, you know, it's certain things you don't talk about.
Yeah.
Sometimes certain people, you don't talk about politics or religion. And sometimes COVID falls into that, too. You know,
it's beginning to.
Yeah. You know, it's where you're comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just where it needs to lie. And if an event is going on and you're not comfortable with it, you know, don't
go.
Yeah. Just don't go. You know, and you got to do what's best for you.
Yeah.
You know, my hope in this pandemic is, it's given people the opportunity to reflect on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I get super sad when I hear people say, when is this year going to be over? Or, you know, this has been such a horrible year. And you hear that a lot. You hear it on TV. You hear it, you know, in conversations. And it makes me sad because, yes, this experience has been awful. And if anybody knows anybody that got super sick from COVID or knows somebody that passed away from COVID, oh, my gosh, my heart goes out to you. But my hope is that we've had time to kind of reflect.
Yeah.
We've had time to figure out what's going on in your own life. You know, a lot of times when we talk about anxiety and depression, or just not even if you don't have that, it just, you're not happy with your life in general. You don't have to, there doesn't have to be a mental illness to not be happy.
Right.
But you take that time and you kind of reflect and see, you know, why is that? We all were born a certain way, and we have experienced our own life lessons to get to where they are today. And, you know, whether it's, you know, death or divorce or a bad relationship or, you know, any kind of issues, that kind of defines who you are now. And, you know, for me personally, to live my best life, I had to reflect on, you know, and it forced me to look on those relationships and have to, you know, deal. And, you know, even for me, you know, I've reached out for help to help me get over a certain situation so I can live my best life. And that's kind of where I hope people have taken their time to kind of reflect and figure out what's going to make them happy. Let's just not waste this whole COVID year and just say it was miserable.
Right.
Let's take advantage of this time. You know, it's kind of like life boot camp. You know, it's forced you to live at home. It's forced you to spend time with your family. And I really hope that was a great experience. For some, maybe not, you know. But for most, you know, I think it could have been. But it kind of forced you to slow life down.
Yeah.
And hopefully it did some self-care.
I think, and I did a podcast on this. Actually, it was just me. I didn't have anybody I was talking to. Too many people are looking at all the negative things mm-hmm. with COVID. And what I look at is all the positive things that came out of it, that are coming out of it still. Mm-hmm. Businesses, you know, how they've had to change some of them had to change their models on what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Look at restaurants. Whoever thought that a restaurant would be able to do carry out beer or even deliver it, mm-hmm. you know, alcohol.
Yeah.
The other thing with, and I talked about this, when the restaurants first closed, there was one particular bartender, and I cannot remember his name or where he worked at. He started taking advantage of it because a lot of people were concerned about the bartenders and the waiters because a lot of them made it off of tips. So this guy started doing videos online, but he was charging like a fee. So I guess he was doing it through Zoom to teach people how to make mixed drinks.
Isn't that cool?
And then when the bars started opening up, he would do like a special mixed drink of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you could have the option of ordering that drink, or you could order it and also get a one-on-one video chat with him on how to make it.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Right. So
thinking out of the box.
Yeah. And you have to.
Yeah. When you think out of the box, I think it kind of, you know, it's living. I keep saying it's living your best COVID life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, let's, you know, but I think thinking positively and seeing the blessings in your life, sometimes that's a learned behavior.
Yeah.
You know, you have to really kind of train yourself to.
You do.
To think that way. And it may start first thing in the morning, your feet, you know, touch the floor, and you kind of have to, I've got a busy day. You know, you may not be looking forward to that day, but maybe you can think about how lucky you are to have this busy day. You know, and you know, my mom tells me all the time, I don't know how you do what you do. And, you know, she's, you know, always concerned that I've got too much on my plate, you know, but I feel very blessed that I do this. And
right.
I actually, a couple months ago through 360 Center Court out in New Jersey, I had a professional personality test taken. And in my personality test, that is who I am, is staying busy. So if I ever took my mom's advice and backed off on some of the things I enjoy to do, I probably wouldn't be living my best life. You
right.
know, that's just my makeup of, you know, who I am. So, you know, hopefully people are finding out, you know, what makes them happy. You
yeah.
know, is it to add more or take more away? You know, is it the people in your life? You know, I've, you know, just.
You got to surround yourself with positive people.
Can't agree with you more on that. And I also feel like that is key. It is so key. Again, learn behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when you grow up in Harford County, you know, especially my era, our school, you know, I graduated with 192. You know, that was
wow.
easy to make a circle of friends. You know, they don't, you know, now it's not like that
no.
you know, anymore. But, you know, you kind of create this friendship. And as older as I got, my circle gets tighter and tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
I'll be friends with anybody and anybody's welcome in my circle. But as soon as you show that red flag of some kind of toxic or something, it's like, you know, I'm not ashamed to.
You got to call them
kind.
Out on it sometimes.
Yeah. Or just continue to be kind. But you know, I may not be getting any more phone calls from
right.
me. I might not be, that kind of thing. But I think you need to find your circle. And if it's one person or, you know, a group of 10, you know, it doesn't matter. But you need people in your life that
yeah.
you enjoy to be around. And it does take a lot of work to recognize whether it's a family member. That's the hardest one to
mm-hmm.
say this is toxic. And somehow I need to get that person out of my life and maybe just see them around the holidays, you know, or maybe not.
Right.
But, you know, it takes a lot of work to figure out who and what is creating your life to not live your best life. And sometimes we have to go seek help for that.
Yeah.
And that's what's so amazing. And, you know, that's where, you know, part of my outreach is to offer these people that can help you see that and give you advice on, you know, how to live your best life or how to very politely get rid of that person or that situation out. Because, you know, like I said earlier, this is a short time that we're here. And don't put space in your life that isn't allowing you to have a good day. You know, it's just really not worth it.
You never know if tomorrow will be here.
You don't, and that is terrifying to think.
It is.
Like when you really sit and you really think about that, it helps put that perspective. Or what happens tomorrow? You find a lump.
Yeah.
You know, or tomorrow, like we shouldn't have to get really sick.
No.
We shouldn't have to get cancer or what have you to make us realize how precious life is. Let's realize this when we're feeling good and we're feeling healthy. And why can't we do that? What's going on in our society or our personal breakdown where we can't feel that self-worth to say, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve the life I'm living in. I don't deserve you to be in, you know, is that right? Like, I don't deserve how to allow somebody to come in and rent space in my life and just make it toxic.
Yeah.
Like, why do we wait until something terrible happens? You know, and hopefully COVID is given that some of that insight to someone to realize that, you know, and hopefully if you are going through something in your life where you need help or guidance, you reach out and you go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all need help. I mean, by no means.
Nobody's perfect.
No. And I'll be the first to admit there has been times I've had people in my life where I needed advice.
Yeah.
I needed advice to say, you know, how do I handle this situation? And seeing a psychiatrist or a counselor or what have you, oh my gosh, everybody should do it. You know, because sometimes they just say one thing to you that is that aha moment of like, I got it, I'm good. You know, thank you.
Well, and the other thing is too, and I spoke with this with somebody else on one of my other podcasts, a lot of times people are going through problems, they have a hard time talking to anybody in their family or their friends.
Mm-hmm.
They just, I don't know. It's like they're, I don't know why, but that's the case. Talk to a stranger if you have to. If you can't, if you don't want to go to a psychiatrist because some people are, you know, they have the old philosophies like, I don't want to see a shrink or whatever.
I know. We need to change that.
We do.
Yeah.
But talk to a stranger if you have to.
You know.
I was talking to a gentleman the other day. Former military, and he served in Iraq, and he was working at a store. I'm not going to mention the name of it, but I asked him, he said, man, just dealing with people sometimes, it's just, I hate it. And he said, it wasn't this bad over in Iraq. I said, oh, so you served? I said, yes. I thanked him and all, and he saw my eyes, and he said, well, no, thank you. I said, and I told him about this podcast I want to start. Talking to other veterans and active military because sometimes they can't open up to other people. He said, I'm in. He said, I've been trying to find somebody I can talk to, and I found talking to other veterans, it is easier.
Of course, yeah.
And that's true, I think, with anybody. Because let's face it, you don't have to be a veteran or military to have PTSD.
Yep, nope.
Or to go through stress.
Yeah. And that is what is so excellent about kind of where we are right now in life is that we are putting a lot more light into mental health and certain disorders. And PTSD is another one that's really like, I'm excited in the sense that we're understanding more about PTSD. And along with PTSD, you know, there can become other mental illnesses because of that. And I'm excited about that because I feel like if we can get people a diagnosis, then you can figure out how to again, live your best life.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got PTSD. What do we need to do? You know, what looks for you? You know, and just to kind of comment on, you know, not understanding, you know, people and, you know, why us not understanding why, you know, people are this the way that they are, you know, it can trigger back from when they were 3 or 4.
Yeah.
You know, it can trigger, you know, from, you know, oh my gosh, we can make a list of a million things that could have gone wrong in somebody's life anywhere between that birth to 21 years, you know, and that sets you for the rest of your life, for other relationships, for how you handle life situations. And, you know, so that's the thing about, you know, us kind of being more passionate for people because we don't know. I mean, you meet somebody and you can see that person's kind of sad, but it might have been something that happened when they were 5 years
right.
old. You know, like we don't know what somebody is going through, and maybe, you know, they're
That's
well
true.
Until their adult life and they're still dealing with something that took place when they were a child, and now it's defined them who they are. And I have a lot of great books. I have read a lot. I am always up to learning more. And if anybody needs a good book, reach out to me. I've got some.
It's better than watching TV.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, it's sometimes, you know, if you don't want to go see a counselor or go talk to somebody, a good book, there's a lot of them out there that can give you that perspective. One book that I'm going through right now is called Being Part of the Disconnect. And you can also find this on YouTube, on podcasts.
Okay.
Her name, I'm drawing a blank, but if you reach out to me, I promise I will get it for you. But she's part of WTF, What the Freud. Isn't that phenomenal?
I was going to say, wait a minute, like, page.
What the Freud. And what she has done is she has broken down your life on where you are as a child.
Right.
And how that kind of defines you as an adult. And because of some of the disconnect that some people have had because of their mother or their father, you know, it kind of gives you some understanding of why you are the adult you are. And the reason why I was reading this book is it's helping me to understand other people. I
Right.
want to get that, you know, and it breaks my heart when I hear people kind of complain about how somebody is, like, that's a terrible mother.
She's this, she's that.
Well, you know what? I know we're looking at this person for whatever they've done. We're looking at this person like they're a terrible person. But you know what? They're a victim to something.
Yes.
It could
be. Look at the good things about that person.
Exactly. But, you know, that person was broken. And let's say it was that mother. Say her mm-hmm. mother abused her. Well, you know what? That mother was also a victim. You
yeah.
know, like that person, we're not born to be mean or evil, or we're not born this way. It's made that way.
Yeah.
And even though that person's terrible, and maybe because I have had to do the same thing, because that person is so toxic, I feel sorry for you, but you can't be in my life. My hope is that that person will then go get help.
Right.
That person needs help to understand.
And if they get help.
If they do.
Maybe you'll welcome them back into your life.
Yeah, you know, and it is. And that's the thing with me. I'm very protective of my life because I know what kind of person I am.
Yeah.
And I easily love, and I love hard, but I hurt hard too.
Yeah.
And I know me now that if you can't be kind, anybody can be in my life. But for me, you just got to be kind. And unfortunately, there were not kind people in my life that I had to turn my back of. And I got to tell you, as soon as you start doing that, that becomes addicting. I am so addicted to the good people that are in my life. And I feel great about not allowing those people
right.
that have hurt me. Don't you dare hurt my friends or
oh,
family.
No.
Mama Bear comes on. But what I'm saying, that feeling becomes addictive. And my hope is that we can help people to get to that place where you are protective. But we gotta, but what am I trying to say? So, you know, we those people that we have to get out of our life, it's sad,
yeah.
you know, and I'll send them love and I hope they get help. But they're all victims
of something
to
else.
Something.
Yeah.
And those people, we need to help them even more. You know, mm-hmm. my kids have been, you know, a part of Christian groups or, you know, one of my events, I'll hear people say, oh, don't let them hear. And no, they need to be here.
Yeah.
We need to surround them with good people and, you know, that
makes a difference.
It does.
It makes a big difference.
And also understanding where you are in life. And I can see the cover of this book. But I think it's called, I can't remember. I can see the cover. But my point is that, you know, dealing with a loss, and I know we've discussed on that before, or dealing with an
issue. You made me open up about that.
I know. You know, but, you know, dealing with certain things in your life, if you don't take care of the root of the problem,
mm-hmm.
the next thing that comes along that's very similar to the root of the problem will magnify that issue. And you may not even understand why you're reacting or feeling that way. But if you really look down within yourself, it's like, oh, it's because of this. So
right.
you always got to take care of those root of those problems. So going back to hoping people in COVID is reflecting, sometimes don't just think of what's going on today and your issues today. Go back.
Yeah.
Go back into your life and start, you know, trying to reflect on those things that really hurt you. And hopefully that will kind of help your heart and help any kind of issues that, you know, that has brought on.
Have you been seeing a lot of or heard from a lot of people that are going through a lot of stress now because of COVID?
Yes.
And I don't want to say it's because of COVID. Mm-hmm. It's who knows what it's because of.
Well, I think for me, I feel like I haven't been one of the ones that have been staying in. You know,
and, right.
and I'm still kind of getting out, talking with people, still meeting with women.
But you're given that. I mean, they have the option not to.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's the thing.
Yeah. So within that, and because of also my job, I have, I run a preschool and nursery mm-hmm. school. So I'm with a lot of moms. But the one thing I think for me is, obviously, I love to talk, but I love to listen. I love to listen to people.
Yeah.
And the one common thing I am constantly hearing right now are the moms that are trying to balancing their work. Kids at home, you know, especially if they have a special needs child.
Yeah.
You know, like it's all those are trying to balance this new normal and keep their job, you know, and that's kind of, I think, for me, what I'm hearing the most at the moment is more of the moms
right.
that are trying to the balance. I mean, they're not getting their break. And sometimes a break for a mom is getting in their car and driving to work.
Taking a drive. Well, yeah, that's
true. You
know,
just driving back. And it gives them that time before they got to go pick up their child or meet them at home or what have you. They're not getting that break.
No.
And the one thing I've been really proud of with the moms that I have talked to is they're recognizing their stress. And I think I am finally hearing moms talk about how they're not enjoying being a mom right now, you know, or, you know, they are overwhelmed or they're not happy or they, you know, and so it's the moment a mom opens up to me and says, "Ugh, this is not going okay with me," I immediately applaud them.
Right.
Because there was a time in life where it was the keeping up with the Joneses, and you always had to look good and be part of the PTA and room mom and, you know, just kind of act like you got your life all together. And there is something that has definitely happened over the last couple of years, but definitely right now with COVID, is moms are talking like that right now.
Yeah.
Which is probably the best thing you could do is to be like, today sucked. Well, my kids are driving me crazy. You
think
know?
About it, too. Most of these moms, when's the last time they were home with the kids for that long?
Yeah.
When they gave birth to them.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's that's a big difference. Now, yeah. Some of these kids are 2-3 years old, teens.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I've been working with moms for over 20 years. And I've definitely seen this movement, you know, kind of take place. And I love it. I love the moms that say they're one and done. Yeah. You know, when you thought you had to have, you know, 2, 3, 4 in the white picket fence. And that's not the case anymore. And I love the fact that females are getting real and saying, I'm stressed. Or, right. You know, I think that's excellent. And yeah. That's one, you know, reason for, you know, our happy hours, to make sure we keep that sisterhood of women, you know, together and keep talking. My concern are those women that aren't talking.
Yeah.
Or don't have someone to talk to. Or, you know, just that those are the moms that really.
And a lot of them don't know who to reach out to.
Yeah. And it scares me, you know. Yeah. And how do you get to them? You know, just keeping your eyes out, and hopefully they're listening to this today. And
listening, know. And hopefully people that they do talk to notice mm-hmm. something different and get a hold of somebody else. Mm-hmm. Something I want to bring up, and I never heard of this. I have a young lady that actually she writes for Harford County Living now. Her name's Julia Chang. First article she wrote was about SAD. Seasonal affective disorder.
Oh, wow. That's a real thing?
Yes.
I never
heard of it. And I said something to my wife, and she's like, yeah, I've heard of that. And it's the change of seasons mm-hmm. can put people under stress.
Absolutely. I know depression. This to be true.
I never heard of that.
Yeah. I've never heard it diagnosed. But this is what I'm talking about. This is what's so cool.
And with us heading into winter, that's what scares me. And COVID still being around.
Yep. Yep.
That's.
Yeah. And that's where people, you know, and I say people because, you know, I don't want to discriminate in any way, because mm-hmm. depression and sadness and all that, it's men, women, children, you know, yeah. it's across.
It's everybody.
It's across the board.
And even animals.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Oh, I know.
And the thing is like, but how awesome is it when winter comes, the clock turns, you start feeling depressed? Somebody may not realize it's because of the weather change.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what blew me away.
Oh, I have friends that feel that way. But the fact that there's like a quote-unquote diagnosis to it, you know, hopefully that person will be like, I have that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the season's getting ready to change. So this is what I enjoy to do. Maybe I need to start doing it more now in the winter. You know, now that the winter's coming, let's start. You know, so maybe that can hopefully help give an understanding to who you are, but also to make you realize you got to get going on things so you're not allowing that depression or sadness take over.
For those people that are going through a lot of stress now during COVID, what kind of tips can you offer to... I don't know. I don't want to, to help relieve the stress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all have different ideas. I know. Right. And you and I have talked about this because I like reading books. There's certain things I do.
Mm-hmm.
More podcasts, of course. I'm actually getting stuff done at the house, except for my studio for some reason. I still have not been able to frame that and drywall that yet.
Oh, no. It's still the cement blocks back
there. It's still the cement blocks. The bathroom is drywalled now. And then,
unless you're going to do your podcast in the bathroom. That was...
yeah. Well, it's a new toilet. It would be comfortable. No, right. Never mind. But, I mean, what kind of tissues? Here you go again. You know, it's funny because when we started this, I wanted to... do the Godzilla thing and move my lips with no words coming out. Because the last podcasts we did, delay.
The delay was pretty comical.
Where were we going? Oh, tips. Yeah, tips for people dealing with stress.
Well, I think you just gave one, you know, and
do stuff around the house.
Yeah, do stuff around the house. I'm cleaning out my basement. But everybody, again, is different.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody... you know, comes from a different place of what's going on in their life. So I feel like some of the best tips you can is reflect. Think about what do you enjoy to do?
Yeah.
Let's do that more. If you feel like there's a reason why you can't do the things you enjoy more, ask yourself why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it because there's too many kids in the house? Yeah. I guarantee a lot of women are be like, I wish I could read, but I can't find the time to read because I've got kids at home now. You know, maybe you can start a little group with, you know, other moms, and some moms can take the kids one day and gives you a day to, you know, get some stuff whether it's done around the house or read or go get your nails done. They're open now. You know, like I think a lot of this is self-reflection on what makes you happy. And I feel like so many moms know the answer to this, but don't take the time to do it because of XYZ.
Right.
Well, we got to figure out how to get XYZ in a situation where you can take care of yourself, because especially for moms, you're number one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fall apart, your family's going to fall apart. And
that's true.
Kids are watching. You know, you're your CEO of your home. Like, you got to take care of yourself. And you really have to fight to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
For other people that aren't moms, or kids have grown up and moved out of the house, or what have you, or dads or whatever, you know, it's self-reflection on what do you like to do, you know, or are you noticing you're not sleeping at night? Your mind is constantly racing. You're more sad than you are happy. You know, it's those warning signs that say, I need some help.
Right.
Please, you can actually just go to your regular doctor. You know, you can go and make an appointment and talk to your doctor about how you've been feeling. They will give you a piece of paper that you actually can take a test. It's just this written yes, no, you know, about how you feel, being too tired, you know, being wired, you know, what have you. And from that paper, your doctor can then talk to you about what's going on in your life. You don't have to, you know, Google counselor, psychiatrist, if you're not comfortable with that, which we have to change that,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you can just go to your regular doctor and they can help you. I mean, you got to get help. You know, and Google is a powerful thing. You know, if you are noticing that, you know, you're running a conversation constantly in your head of a disagreement that you're planning to have, you know, that may exist sometime in your life, or you know, you're the not sleeping, or you know, you're constantly eating and you're not hungry, or not eating when you should be eating, you know, those are all warning signs. So it's hard to give advice of like what to do, because I could say, well, go do yoga, even though I don't do yoga.
And everybody's different.
That's it. That's the thing. So, and we can share what we do, but you got to look within yourself.
Well, actually, what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
This. I feel like filling.
Do podcasts? I'm not the only one.
No, I wouldn't cheat on you. You know, no, I feel like it's surrounding myself with good, healthy people.
Right.
And talking about this, or my events. You know, sometimes I think I do my events for myself, you know, because I'm connecting with people, and I bring a psychiatrist in, and, you know, we're all constantly trying to, at least I am, live my best life. I do, you know, when I'm not feeling great, I do. I'll get a book and I'll only read about what I'm going through.
Right.
My things, of course, are my kids. You know, I want to be with my kids. I want to be with my husband. You know, you find those things. Right now, because of COVID, and I've got a 10th grader and I know they need to hang out, you know, we're putting a fire pit in right now, you know, and I want to get one of those movie screens. That makes me feel good, you know. So, you know, for me, it's, you know, that glass of wine at night, you know, a lot. Hanging out with my girlfriends, they're huge. My girlfriends, I am very blessed to have a group of girls that I have known my entire life. We're celebrating over 40 years of friendship. I am super blessed.
That's combined, right? Because if you only being 25, I don't say I could be over 40 years.
I know. Yes. No, we've been through elementary school together.
Right.
And you know,
that's awesome.
It is. I wasn't blessed with a blood sister, but I am blessed with these girls.
You have sisters.
I do have sisters. And that's the thing. Like, we need to not get, you know, if you're having a family issue or something, and, you know, your brother isn't, you know, going the way you want it to go, or your sister isn't going the way you go, you know, your friends can be family too. You know, I have a couple friends that get very depressed about their family situations that they're going with. And they're not speaking to their sisters. And I'll look up, I'm your sister.
Yeah.
I got you. You know, if you can't, you know, she's worried about the holidays. Let's have a Friendsgiving. I'll come. You know, like there is other
one of the things
ways
we're telling our daughter to do.
Yeah. Oh, I've got three of them.
In college now.
Yeah.
Do a Friendsgiving every year.
I've got three on the calendar. You know, I am. My family is so super tiny, so I really look to my friends to be family.
Right.
You know, and that's something we definitely need to consider is if your family isn't going well, then let's not worry about that as much. But I know it's heartbreaking. Let's focus on the friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, that self-reflection. That's all I keep talking about because I feel like it's so important.
It's very important. And here's the thing, too, with family. My sister and brother are probably going to kill me if they hear this.
Well, this is going to get good. We're going to hear about you when you're a little boy.
With family, they're always there. You may not get along, but they're always there, whether you like them or not. No matter what, they're there. Mm-hmm. Friends, and I've always said this, friend. What's the last three words in friend? End. Mm-hmm. Sometimes friends do end. But the thing with friends that you can't do with family, well, at least not when you get a certain age, you can always get more friends. Mm-hmm. Your family, granted it'll grow with grandkids and stuff like that, but as far as your siblings go, mm-hmm. once you reach a certain age, that's not going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Friends come and go. It mm-hmm. always happens. I mean, luckily I still have friends from when I went to elementary school as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, even in high school, a lot of the people I went to high school with, we did not get along. Now, we're friends.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of us get along together. But it's family doesn't come and go. Friends come and go. Family's always going to be there. So you may have your disagreements now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Sometimes you just got to push them to the side.
Mm-hmm.
They're still going to be there. Things mm-hmm. will be better.
Yeah, but that's the hope. That isn't the way it is for everybody.
Well, that is true. You know, that didn't happen with my brother and sister, my older brother and sister, before he passed away. That did not happen.
Yeah.
They were still
apart. Yeah. I mean, it's happening in my own family, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the dream is to have that family that always sticks together.
Yeah.
You know, but for so many people, that's not the case.
That's not.
And it is absolutely, especially for someone like me, I am such a family person. But, you know, that's not the case for me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have an amazing, amazing family, amazing parents. And I, like I said before, I have a tiny, tiny family. So, and not because of disconnect. It's just I have more in heaven than I do on earth. So, but it for me, I feel like, and the type of person I am, I appreciate my friends that are my family. You know, I heard this great saying, and I'm sure many of us have probably heard it, but sometimes, you know, friends come when you need them the most.
That's true.
You know, I definitely have met people where I thought, you know, this person fit my life so perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely became in that sisterhood and I needed her. And then, you know, something happens and you have that disagreement or you realize that that person isn't the right person in your life.
Yeah.
And you're sad to see them go. But I do know in this period of my life, she fit perfectly and I needed her. And it's now time to, you know, move on. And it's sad, but she served her purpose, you know, and I wish her well and all that.
Yeah.
But we just can't be friends anymore. And I think that's okay. You know, that's okay. But open your heart to other friends, you know, and create that bond. Like I said, I'm very blessed that way. And you know, if you feel right now that you're not blessed that way, then let's create that.
Yeah.
You know, let's figure out how, whether it's joining a church or a group of some sort, reach out, because I think we all feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, there's the people that, you know, don't really want to, and that's fine also.
That's fine with them.
But if you're feeling like you are, there's so many great programs out there of whatever that you're interested in. You can get involved, you know.
Even virtual ones online now.
Yeah.
There's people just got to look.
They do. And
they're out there.
They are out there. And again, you know, if someone reaches out to me that's hearing this, I can give you more ideas. It's hard in podcasts for me. You can't give like a general, you know, like this one isolated advice.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know who's out there listening. Or what they've gone through, or what they're
looking
for.
This will happen when we get when we start doing the roundtables, because hopefully we'll get some people that need advice. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
We can do that. Get some people on that need advice.
Or just write in. They could write in.
Talking with Dr. Page.
Oh, God. Oh, God. My mom just rolled her eyes right now.
Actually, that you said to write in, which is a good segue because we do have to wrap up anyways. Yeah. But a good segue, anybody that's out there listening, well, first of all, tell everybody how to contact you.
Yeah, so there's a couple ways. I do have an Instagram, Our Village Wellness Center Instagram. That is one. I do have ourvillagewellnesscenter.com. There is a contact information, but hey, I'm here. So my name is Paige Mulhausen. I am on Facebook. You can private message me. I have my phone on with me 24/7.
Yes, she does.
I promise I will get back to you. And I actually plead with anybody right now that if you feel like, boy, Paige, you're lucky. You say you've got these group of friends and you got this tiny family. You know what? It took me a long time to figure out, you know, where I'm at. And I'm not perfect. I'm constantly learning. But I do have the books. You know, being part of a wellness advisor is the fact that I am very lucky to have a panel of people that I can point you in the right direction.
Right.
Or if you just need a friend, I will be your friend. And I know that sounds crazy, but private message me and, you know.
But you know what? No, it's funny that you say that because, we've done 3 podcasts together. How did we connect again? Was it through somebody on Facebook?
Did we?
I don't know. But I feel like I've known you forever.
I know, right? You know, we were talking about drinking beer before we started
We've become friends and we haven't even known each other a year yet.
Isn't that cool?
But I feel like I've known you a lifetime.
Yeah. Isn't that cool how people come into your life when it's just that connection is so important? Yeah.
So she's right. She will become your friend.
No, but it's just I don't want anybody out there not taking the time to live your best life.
They have to.
And you join my, you know, my girls' night. It is November 12th at 7:00. We chose a Thursday because, at least for us, a lot of the people that I hang
how often
with,
are you going to do it?
Well, my hope is we're only going to take 10 women. Just so we all can talk because it is virtual. And my hope is that we have so many that we have to keep booking more.
Do it once a month or once a quarter?
I would love to. Whatever the need is, we're out there.
Probably once a quarter because the wine can get expensive
over time. Well, you might have to start getting your own. Or maybe we'll meet out at a winery.
That would work, too.
I can put my Bordy Vineyard plug in.
There you go.
It's wherever the need is, you know, we're going to go. And it's neat because, you know, it's just me and my girlfriend, Kristen Wilson, who is my roommate in college and has done great things. But I also have a psychiatrist. I have a licensed psychiatrist on there that focuses, you know, in the medical world of it, which I think is awesome, too.
Right.
So find me.
I want everybody listening, if you're going through stress, if you want to talk, you know, contact Paige or contact me and I can get you in touch with her. But also, if you have any questions or you just heard Paige and I talking about, if we'd like to get other people on the podcast that are going through stress, if they want to sit here and talk to a round table, we can do it virtually if need be. Contact me as well. Everybody is dealing with things a little bit differently. It's the times they are changing. Who said that? Bob Dylan, I think it was. So they definitely are changing. So
and also add that if you do reach out, your names will not be mentioned, you know, unless you say, you know.
Mention my name.
Yeah. Other than that, I think sometimes that can scare people, too.
That's true.
We're here to care, not.
And even if you want to come on the podcast and talk, but you don't want people to know who you are and you think they can recognize your voice, I can alter your voice. It's not live.
So fun.
It is edited, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Paige, thank you so much once again.
Can't wait to be back.
I want to thank Paige for coming on and, you know, talking about dealing with the stress during the pandemic. You know, and if any of you are feeling any stress, if you want somebody to talk to, definitely reach out to someone. If you can't find someone, get a hold of me.
You know, I have no problem talking to you or get a hold of Paige. You know, all the information to get a hold of myself or Paige will be down there. And also, the Jobbitown Lions Club is now offering help. So if there's anything, any type of assistance you need or help you need, even with the kids, if they need tutoring, you know, contact the Jobbitown Lions Club. They are reaching out to other agencies to help people. So even if you're behind on your mortgage and you're seeking help, contact them and they will look for other agencies that will be able to help you out. Now, on that note, I'd like to remind everybody once again, this is the last week for the contest. If you go and leave me a review of the podcast on Thanksgiving, I'm going to draw a winner at random and they are going to get $50 in gift cards to Route 24 Ale House. Now, I'm making it very easy for you now. Whereas before, I would say, you know, if you had to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher, whatever platform you listen to it on, or go to Podchaser, I'm going to make it real easy. All you have to do is go to lovethepodcast.com/HarcoLiving. Again, that's lovethepodcast.com/HarcoLiving. That's HarcoLiving. And you'll see everything right there where you can leave a review. And again, on Thanksgiving, I'm going to draw the winner, and they will get $50 in gift cards. And even after Thanksgiving, still leave the reviews, because believe me, I'm going to be doing more contests for this. It's fun to do. I like it, and it actually helps my sponsor out, Route 24 Ale House, and any other sponsors that you'll want to donate for gift cards or anything like that. Also, you can help me keep this podcast going by going to buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving and buy me a coffee. For as simple as $3, every little donation helps. Granted, you're not actually buying me a coffee. It's a donation, but the website's called Buy Me a Coffee. I could have done Buy Me a Beer, but then I would have people dropping beer on my doorstep, and I don't need that. But buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving. And if you become an annual member, like Debbie Jennings did, I am going to send you something special. So, again, leave a review, and please buy me a coffee. And everybody, I want to wish a happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe, stay healthy, and remember, any problems during this COVID time, you know, definitely talk to someone.